You're tuning in to the Black Hollywood Live Network, featuring news, interviews, and commentary on all things Black Hollywood. Hollywood redefined. From Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is Black Hollywood Live, 100% real. Featuring in-depth discussion on movies and the art of filmmaking. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host for Black Hollywood Live, 100% real.
Hey, Phil, what happened? I picked this really nice song.
Where was it?
It was Jay-Z's Hollywood.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I've never heard of it.
It's okay. It's all good. All right, guys. Thank you. Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives 100% Real. My name is Siobhan Hughes. With me in studio, I have Vivian. Hi.
Hey.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Vivian?
Well, my name is Vivian Quarm. I'm actually from Atlanta.
Woo!
ATL. I have a background in broadcast journalism, and I was a reporter in New York. Moved to LA to pursue TV hosting, and I'm really excited to be here.
Nice. Thank you. Across from her, we have Erica.
Hello, I'm Erica J. Green, and I am from Texas, actually. I moved out here to pursue acting and hosting, so it's been great. I love this family, Black Hollywood Live.
Nice. Love it.
And I'm Lena Green. Ditto what she said, just jump on her back or whatever. Gotta say does. All those introductions. And you can find me at just Lena Green. So Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. So yeah.
All of it.
I do the hosting, the acting, everything. I'm not a comedian, but I will crack some jokes.
Nice.
She's not.
Well, we're definitely going to use some of that today during our discussion of the Single Moms Club. So the movie is about five struggling moms who put aside their differences to form a support group. They find inspiration and laughter in their new sisterhood and help each other overcome the obstacles that stand in their way.
It sounds such like a lovely story.
It does. I mean, it does sound really good.
I mean, it's one of those stories that we've lived through or we know about. We know a friend and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
right, you know. Yeah. And it's not normally represented in film in this way.
So blatantly in your face.
The intention of the film was definitely, you know, good.
There were good intentions behind it, but the execution was a little wobbly. Mm-hmm. But we'll get to all that. So the film is produced by, directed, starring, directed by none other than Tyler Perry.
Yeah.
He does the sound and editing and cinematography.
And then he jumps in front of the camera.
Yeah.
It's funny that you're saying at the end they do like a bloopers reel and he's talking to Nia Long on the phone.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
He jumps back to directing and it's like, get back to jack of all trades.
No, kudos to Tyler Perry.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Multitasker. Yeah. Let's see. It's produced by Tyler Perry Studios, more specifically Ozzy Areo. He's the president of Tyler Perry Studios. He actually started off as Tyler Perry's assistant. So all you assistants out there, keep hope alive. He's basically been involved in everything in the Tyler Perry canon of films and TV shows and all that. Matt Moore, another producer, he did Hot Tub Time Machine and People's. Not very many people saw Peoples, but...
Oh, I saw it.
You saw it? All right. It's also produced by Tyler Perry Studios and Lionsgate.
Uh-huh.
This might be one of the last films we see with Lionsgate's involvement.
Wow.
Because they decided not to renew their first look contract with Tyler Perry's 34th Street films.
Oh, really?
I hear it's mutual. Because Tyler Perry was a little like, you guys can't do so much in distributing my film internationally. So it's okay if we split ways.
Yeah.
But he's not doing films. He's taking a little break from films now anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To focus on his TV shows on OWN.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
A plethora.
A better little partnership there for you. Let's see. The film itself was inspired by Perry's aunt, who, I mean, we all know, it's no secret, Tyler Perry had a really difficult childhood, sexual abuse, physical abuse. So he looked to his aunt and he saw how strong she was, and she raised four boys on her own, never took any government assistance or asked for anything. So this is kind of like his homage, he says, to the, you know, single Black mother or single mothers in general. As for the budget, though, I couldn't get a fixed number, but Tyler Perry is known for doing low-budget films around $20 million, and that's why Lionsgate loved them, because the return was always so big.
And
that might not be the case this time for Single Moms Club, but in general, that's how it goes.
We're just saying on that, the projection for this film from, like, the investors and stuff was around $15 million to $20 million, which it only took in $8.3 million its open. So, I mean,
it's kind of rethinking this one.
Maybe they got some sisters and brothers over there in China who might really, you know, when it goes overseas.
You know, overseas films, American films, usually do typically well.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure how this one did, but.
It's heavy material to be perceived, I guess, from like a larger audience. So we'll see, you know.
Well, no, I think that people all over the world will be able to connect with the experiences of being a single mother, you know? Yeah, I don't think that that's something that's specific to, you know, the United States. You never know.
Very
you never
true.
Know.
Yeah. We'll watch this one. Where it goes.
It's interesting enough, like, it was projected because of the storyline and stuff, it was targeting those single mothers, and that's what Tyler Perry's so good at, targeting. Like, that's where he's a genius, and people don't realize that. They're like, well, this, that, and that. He's a genius at setting his sights on a target market and going after, and that's how he makes those big bucks, and people don't get that. I'm like, do you not see?
Well, that's why when Tyler Perry first started out, he was given some offers, but he turned them down because he wasn't getting enough of the cut. Because he knew that in the back of his mind, he knew who was going to support him. And we, you know, we came in full force. I can tell you the best place to see a horror film or a Tyler Perry film is at the Crenshaw Theater. it's like I'm sitting in my living room with all my friends. Like, ooh, girl, I slapped his face.
I don't like that.
You don't like? I know it's a stereotype, but I love that. It's funny. You only do it at select theaters. Like, don't do it at the Arc Light because the usher will come and get you.
I'm definitely that person. I am that person you're talking about.
I hate that. I do not like going to the movie theater and people are talking. But I'm quiet. Like, I'm discreet. If people, I can't believe she, I will get mad.
I start pointing. And I get upset. I am into the film, okay?
No, it's funny. Before the film comes on, they have this, they spend probably millions of dollars advertising. Please shut off your phone and shut your mouth through the
movie. What are we doing? Girl, they just told me to turn off my phone. I'll talk to you later.
I paid my $20 for a ticket. I'm going to say whatever.
Right.
Especially at the Arc Light.
Look, matinee.
Okay, so back to the film. The main cast includes Nia Long, who we know from the Best Man movies, Soul Food, House of Lies. She's doing a lot of TV work lately. I think she's on another show, too.
What show is she on? Because I was glad to see her out again. I was
I actually ran into her at my job. She came in with her little daughter and some fine man. And I was just
she's married.
Huh?
Look, she married.
Yeah, I don't know what he looks like, though. I don't know what he looks like. So it could have been him. I don't know. I'm not blowing up her spot or anything. I'm just saying. But I was like, oh, my God. Nila.
Does she look gorgeous?
She does.
So beautiful.
Everybody who interviews her
is so beautiful.
Said that she glows.
Right. Her smile is just gorgeous. She's just
and her little freckles. And my thing is, too, also, a positive note on this film as well is her wardrobe. Every single thing she wore, she killed, and I want it. And I got to figure out how to get it. The movie also has Wendy McClendon Covey.
Oh, she's a great actress.
Great
actress.
She's and on the Goldbergs comedian. Right now. Yeah. Like, at first I was a little worried about that show, but she's one of the reasons why I like it.
She's phenomenal.
Right. Bridesmaids, of course.
Yes.
We also have Amy Smart from Justified, Crank, Best Friends, Shameless. Yeah. Glad to see her now. She hasn't really been doing too much. Mm-hmm. Newcomer, Zule Haneo. Or is that how you're going to say it? Haneo? Yeah. Yeah. Right? From Love Thy Neighbor and Hostel Part 3, which I'm ashamed to say that I did watch on Netflix.
Like yes. Another Hostel.
Things did not end well for her.
Of course.
Yes.
She's beautiful. Right. She'll be okay.
She'll be fine. Coco Brown, of course. We had her in the studios, I think, last Friday, I believe. Oh. She's in For Better or Worse. Mm-hmm. She's also an established comedian. And Ryan Eggold. These are kind of like the supporting cast now, like Ryan Eggold. He's from Blacklist, which if I'm not sure if you're watching that show, that's his really character's like storyline is blowing up now. Really? So now's a great time to start watching Blacklist.
He's also from the revamped 90210.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so fine.
Sexy teacher, yeah. Right? Sexy teacher.
I think he's so fine. His eyes do something for me.
Oh, you know what? I like him with the glasses, though. When he's not wearing the glasses, he has frog glasses. Eyes.
Well, I love his eyes. I love how
you said you love men with glasses.
Men in glasses are sexy.
You can be not cute sexy. And throw some glasses on.
I don't know. I'm not.
I feel that. I like nerds, though.
Yeah. So. Oh, yeah. Me too. Me too. I don't need to go through Tyler Perry stuff. We all know.
Can I say something? Tyler Perry is an attractive man. Okay.
He is.
Absolutely. I think he's a very attractive man. It always just, and I think he's a good actor.
Like yeah. He is now. In this movie, he was better.
Yeah. I mean, always surprises me that he's very natural. And he just seems like he's, of course, you're the director.
Right.
He ain't worried about nobody. Yeah. You know? But he's just always relaxed. Uh-huh. Like, and I was like, I every time I saw him on screen, I was like,
yeah. Can I tell you what was funny though? Good. Like when that scene where they're at the movie theater and Coco Brown's character Lydia, she goes, "Oh damn, he's fine." And then again in the theater, everybody was snickering like, "You put that in there, Tyler, just for your benefit."
I don't know if he
you try to catch somebody hot.
You know, I don't know if that he let them do some improv and stuff, and maybe she just did that. She's trying to suck up to the boss.
Good point there.
But I think he's an attractive. No, he's tall, dark, though. And handsome. Yeah,
yeah, no, yeah, he's a good looking man. He's a good looking man.
Very, very. Somebody trying to get a job.
Do you know who's also very sexy? That William Levy.
He's a little too pretty.
He's too in your face. Obvious yeah. Sexy that I
usually don't go for that either,
he's
but
in your face.
He had me hot.
You know, like, really pretty. You're not gonna be prettier than me, okay? I'm like, no. He takes that shirt off. I'm like,
And that scene where he's like, of course they're gonna have him with his shirt off. And
right.
He seems like the type that'll spend more time in the bathroom than you. Is that the situation?
Like, get out of here.
Right.
Get out.
Oh, goodness. Well, so that was like the cast breakdown. But if you want to get into some of the characters.
Oh, we
Erica.
Forgot about Terry Crews.
Oh, Terry Crews.
Phenomenal.
Oh, my God. I did the Terry Crews dance, you know, with the, I can't do the pecs thing.
But
let me tell you what I love about Terry Crews.
Oh, my goodness.
He could have been stereotyped as like the big, overbearing black guy who was always in playing the bouncer and all of that. But he has managed to seamlessly become a comedic force.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He is so good.
Not just comedic,
and white
action.
White chicks. That was
oh my gosh. Yeah. He made that movie.
I loved Terry Crews.
You know, there was a lot of people online that just really gave him his kudos for like his part because he just seems to like seamlessly go into movie and just create that comedic timing.
And
just
he's
so
funny.
Great.
Yeah. He's funny. He's really, really funny.
Yeah. Have you guys been watching what is it? Brooklyn
Brooklyn not I know what you're talking about.
Numbers. Some numbers.
Nominated. Yeah. Nominated too.
Great.
Is he on there?
Great.
He's
on that one? No. Yes. Like, start watching that show and you're gonna fall in love. It's a great show. And one of the reasons is because of Terry Crews. Yeah. I mean he's amazing.
He does that with most of the shows that he was on. Everyone Hates Chris. Mm-hmm. Like, he stays Seems working. Stealer.
Right. Yeah. He's one of those people that just came out the woodworks and just was killing it.
He used to be a football player or something, right?
Was he?
Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
He was a football player.
Oh, my gosh. Your calling. Who knows? Your second calling.
Low rider doing music. You got him going into everything.
And it's funny, too, because, like, with his character, in real life, he had to date a real single mom. Like, his wife had a child before they got married. So for him, this role was kind of like, oh, I know exactly what to do.
Right. It's funny you said that. I had to just like, me, Erica, make up. How many many men are running to knock down doors of 40-year-old women with three or more kids? Like,
yeah, she had five.
The other girl had three kids. I'm like,
and he was an entrepreneur. He had his own business. He was fit.
Yeah. Was this,
sexy.
Was this in Atlanta? I'm like, where do I need to... Is it like that?
Let's ask the native Atlantan. I mean, I lived there, but like, she was born and bred there.
I wouldn't say that any more than any other city, no.
Ain't nobody knocking five kids down.
I take care of them. I drop them off.
I was like in a pipe dream world that would happen.
Right.
Not in reality.
All of them was pulling.
That was all pulling. I mean, the other girl had three. I was like, come on, baby. And he over here looking at you like you the finest woman in the world.
That's from the movie. Not an Atlanta thing.
Getting women hope everywhere.
I'm thinking, dang, I can wait.
People packing their bags right now trying to move down.
Wait, don't do that.
You might be a little surprised what you find
by yourself.
Eddie Sebring.
Is it Sebring? I don't know. Yeah, he was all in there for like what, 5 minutes?
You look like you're really gonna say something.
I mean, no, he was good for what it was. I mean, I liked him better in Best Man Holiday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
He was in there for 5 minutes too, but I liked his 5 minutes better.
Now, he is fine.
Your friend Sean.
That is one fine man.
Oh, Sean Kerrigan, who went to my acting school playhouse last
year. He played the introduced boyfriend
for the character of Jack. Jan.
He's a really nice guy.
Something else. What else has he done? He looks very familiar. Actually. Was he a football player too? Because he looked like
He's just an actor.
Okay.
But yeah, he's a really nice guy.
What else has he done?
He's done some TV shows. A lot of television.
Well, congrats to him.
Familiar to me too.
But he's been acting for a while, so and he's still going to the school, like studying stuff. Mm. So he's a really one of those.
I love how Tyler Perry, he just sprinkles some white folks up there. Yeah. Like, there you go.
He actually went on a Chelsea Handler and was like,
You get a job.
You know what? You can make jokes about that. Kudos to Tyler Perry. He will help you out. You ain't been working for a while. He revamps careers.
He went on to Chelsea Handler actually and like was like, listen, Chelsea, I need y'all to get your white folks to go see this movie because there's some white folks in there. And she turned around, she's like, homies. My kind of homies. Go see this movie. It was really funny. You know how Chelsea Handler is. I can't. My Chelsea Handler's impression is awful. So
I was like, who is that? Homies.
She literally said, my homies. She said, my homies, my kind of homies. That is a quote.
Yeah.
Chelsea. Exactly. Oh,
so we started talking about Chelsea Handler.
I thought most of the characters were pretty well done by the actors themselves. Some of the writing choices maybe could have been fluffed out a little bit more, maybe more depth into the characters. I would have loved to see that.
Yeah.
But the overall job done.
I read a lot online. It's lots of stereotypes, but I think when I just realized in the movie, thinking about it, I think he did that for a reason to show that, you know, people come from different walks of life to put an emphasis on it and then show that we all still have the same problems. So a lot of people talked about how stereotypical it was.
Right.
And it was. You saw a lot of the black woman with the living the in mammy. The hood.
We got the mammy. Right.
Did y'all see that part with the woman who was smoking?
Did that remind you of Precious? What's her name? Character in Precious when she was like, she had the pan.
I was like, what does she have to do with
that? No.
Was that Monique's
character? That's who I saw when she came. That woman came to the door. I was like, Moni?
I kept seeing Macy Gray from the movie.
I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
I was like,
I was trying to realize why that wasn't. It was just a drive home. Like, it was like taking a hammer with a nail and like, I'm going to show you these stereotypes.
Right. That part was like, for me anyway, I was like,
I think he was.
Yeah, it's sad. Real sad.
When you said that, it also made me realize maybe he was kind of not in lack of a better word, dumb it down a little bit. Like, you know, sometimes it's hard for you to convey a message to an audience. So he was trying to, like, really show this is the struggles that are going on with some single parents. Right. In a way. That's my good note.
Yeah, that's, yeah. And you, but I think that's good to point on, because you did have the middle class, you had the wealthy, yeah. And you showed and that you had, they yeah. all went to, all the kids went to the same school,
right?
Even
right.
though they made a point to say it was on scholarship. Right. For right.
I thought about that in the beginning. I was like, how yeah. is your son in this school?
I right. Little Jerome.
There were a lot of lines at that, like in the script of like showing like the woke white folks being a tad ignorant racist.
Well, I think Jan's character was to put a little like lightheartedness on. She was like, "Oh, what are you doing here?" Just so the audience can know why, so they could say why these people are here.
Right. Yeah. It definitely why, was yeah. a question. For sure. Had, like, if it wasn't addressed, it would have been like, how did this happen?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, really, you know?
And then you didn't like Jen's character at first, but then you end up loving her. Oh, okay. Like, that's your favorite character.
I disagree.
Really?
I loved her. I was mad at her from the like, in the beginning. I just couldn't, I never forgave her.
It was awesome. What was the first thing that made you upset with her character?
When Nia Long's character, May, showed her her script mm-hmm. or whatever, her reaction and her face, and I can't say it's too black.
I did not say that. I can't say those words, but you said it.
And then when she sees her, you know, she drives by and just kind of looks.
That was cold. Knowing they were going to the same place.
That's just helping right. another, you know. Helping.
But her comedic timing, and it was like, you know, she was doing that to emphasize, like, I'm not going to touch that.
Right.
You know.
I love that.
I don't know. I don't know why.
But
I never,
you didn't love
I
her
never,
at the end?
No, I didn't.
She gave her.
She was so yeah, vulnerable.
I was done with her after that scene. I was like, I can't with you.
I can't.
I love how Nia Long's character was so real. Like, when the girl lost her son, and she said, she goes, I feel like it. I love how the girl said, Amy Smart's character stayed true to. She was like, I feel like it was my fault.
It was your fault.
Okay, like, why you made me upset?
She was so
I'm sorry, you don't like Jam, but Hillary's character was
annoying.
She had no feeling behind Hillary. Anything. Yeah. You just lost my son, and you're like so calm.
I'm so sorry. All about me.
I'm
gonna go to my blind neighbor and really. I feel so bad. But I'm blonde and pretty.
But did it justify Nia Long knocking those
I love that moment. It was so good. I love it.
I didn't think Nia Long reacted enough.
No.
Your son.
But she felt like it. You felt the hurt.
That felt real to me.
Yeah,
that
it felt real.
Because it was actually her son. Like, the actor was her son. So I feel like a lot of those moments.
Really?
Yeah, Masai, I forget his last name.
I didn't know
but
that
is actually her son. And when Tyler Perry asked her to, yeah, he was really good.
Yeah.
When Tyler Perry asked her to do it, she's like, sure, but can, you know, maybe my son play my real son? My son, so that I can have time with him on set.
Nepotism.
And yeah.
Right. Hey, listen, get a job.
Do what you gotta do.
I get a job.
Well, my cousin Mookie is no Tyler Perry
on the set of.
He do the boom for that other show. No, but really I think that was one of Nia Long's strongest points, because you could feel like the anger, like, you just lost my son. I trusted you. When mm-hmm. she was like, I trusted you to be here. We all said we were in this and mm-hmm. you lost. Like, at that point, mm-hmm. I actually felt things. Like,
I don't
when
know.
She
Maybe for me,
that.
I feel like I would have been a lot more angry. Yeah. Like, I don't even think I would have been able to go in the car with all of them and just have a conversation.
Yeah.
They were talking on the way to the house to see if he was there.
Something else. Come on. We all know our parents. Now, we had got on the bus and went to go see our father without... We would have gotten
Call me or something.
Honey, I'm so sorry. No, turn around and then I'm going to explain to you later how much I love you.
But what he said, though, like, why you didn't tell me, that hurt.
Because he definitely would not have gone on that bus, gone across town, if he knew his dad was... He took it. That boy's Game Boy.
I thought he was gonna say he took my shoes too. I was like, not Jordan.
Took his Game Boy.
That was so...
And I also didn't like that she was like, May was like, he's doing the best that he knows how to do. That
that's not a cop out.
That I didn't agree with that line at all because you can do better.
Yeah.
I know drug addiction is what it is, but it's your son.
Yeah. You have to step up. You have to be not so selfish, not so self-involved. Be like, you know what? I can kick this for someone else, not just for myself.
Exactly.
And that, I agree with you with that.
That was actually. Oh, I'm sorry.
It
was
you're fine.
Really heartbreaking to me. I like just thinking about that. That storyline in itself was just. How you could look your son in the face after you haven't seen him for years and take his stuff just to go buy more drugs and pawn it, and how he was like, I don't think he loves me. Like, for anybody to feel that way, to feel like their parent doesn't love them, that's just, it's heartbreaking. That was a really good storyline.
I think that her demeanor towards the situation had a lot to do with the fact that she doesn't want her son, she doesn't want to be the reason that her son hates his dad, as some, you know, single mothers do sometimes, talk, you know, all this stuff about the father, and then the child just grows up hating their dad. She wanted there to be at least an opportunity for, you know, the dad to, you know, have come that back type of relationship. If he cleans up and comes back, he doesn't want, you know what I mean?
It's beautiful. That's beautiful that you point that out, though. Like, really? Because there were some moments I would have slapped that boy.
Right.
My daddy, boy, I done raised you. I will beat you with my hands.
That was a beautiful moment, too, when she stayed out there for what? Some hours waiting. She was just like, no, you know how it was when we used to wait.
Well, we used to wait for the daddy.
Oh, yeah.
He's coming, mama. He's coming. Your daddy ain't coming today. Right. You cry. Right.
No, mom used to get your behind.
Get your behind back in your car. Right. He said he was coming today.
What you were saying about the not wanting to speak badly about, you know, your ex-spouse or whatever to your child, that was kind of what was going on with Zuli Hanau's character. Okay. What's her name? Esperanza.
Okay, she was a little extreme, though.
I mean, that was really unnecessary, right? I mean, like, can you not just, like, be with this man who you've been with for a year? Maybe move in together, and then you don't have to worry about keeping, that's a nice house. I get it. Yeah. I understand. But you need to come out, you know, and say, this is mom. My boo thing.
You saw something with that child support in the beginning, though. Yeah. I mean, he's remarried and tried, like, he was so blatantly disrespectful, like, laughing in her face. I'm dropping by anytime I want to. And Eddie,
look at your cake.
You cute with them little dimples, he's but you're not that cute.
I ain't gonna lie. He's flying.
He is.
He opened, when she opened that, I was like, come, this man is making it out there.
Tyler Perry does not pick ugly people for his films. Let's just be real.
I thought about that. I was like, he always makes sure these people are attractive.
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, these men are overly beautiful.
Oh, they're always attractive. Yeah. If you really think back from Diary of a Mad Black Woman on, I mean, I can't think of anyone that you know.
Except for Madea.
Except for
Madea. She's the best.
Madea, you know.
She's attractive.
Wear a bra.
Damn it.
Woman.
For Tyler dressing up in drag, she was attractive.
She was all right. Okay. She had really nice, even skin tone. I'll give you that.
Yeah. He do got some nice skin, though. Now you see.
Atlanta is rocking Tyler Perry.
Look at Tyler Perry.
I can't
even wink. I'm like...
It's sexy. Don't worry about it.
I can't.
Anyway, no. I love what you... What, girl, I don't... My brain is all...
Thinking about the music. Yeah, exactly. Look at this.
Get it together.
I'm over here thinking about soft skin and stuff.
I can't with you. Get it together. It's been a while. Good. It's been a while.
Anyway, on to the next one.
We're going to talk about some of the you know, technical stuff of the movie.
Okay, well, as far as the direction of the movie, I think that there was nothing wrong with the direction that the movie was taking. Mm. The direction of the movie was basically unity, you know. Single mothers, you know, just because you're single in the sense that you don't have, you know, that male figure in the child of your life, it doesn't mean that, you know, you can't get, you know, other single mothers and form that community for that child.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I understand the direction. It was like, it was just the execution. So the direction of the movie was completely, I mean, there was nothing to say there.
What, expand on your execution. It's just so meek, and I'm like, expand.
Well, it's just like, were there any moments, like you spoke about, did you speak a little bit about the script? Like the script, like, you know, things like that. Like, that is part of the execution. Like, there are certain words that were spoken that
Well, no, I think that there were certain moments in the script. Let me use an example. There was a moment where Jan... I want to say she was talking to her daughter, and she says that, I believe that a woman can have it all. Yeah. She doesn't need to say that. We see that. Mm-hmm. Show it. Don't say that. There were moments where things were said that I felt like, you don't need to say that. That makes it, then that turns it into this corny thing. Right. You know what I mean? Like, don't say it. Just show me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. On the technical aspect, I noticed in the beginning, it was,
the timing
was a little off. And I didn't know if it was because they had no music running under it or it was just on the techno. It was off. Like, there was moments where something was said and then it was a relapse in time. And then
I almost turned around and was like, can you speed this up a little?
Really?
Maybe it was our movie theater or something. Maybe it was our movie theater because we were like...
Yes, really.
I can say some scenes were longer than they needed to be. Like, for example, the makeout scene at the car after the movies between Letitia and...
That was so
like,
nice.
I mean, it's cute, whatever. But it didn't need to last. I think it was like 2 minutes, right? And like, and also it was a little
2 minutes, right?
And it, go. And it was a little date rapish for a second. It was what it was, but it didn't need to be that long. I mean, it was cute. It was funny. Hitting the head. We didn't need
this.
All that.
You want it. I was like,
okay, daddy. Right. That was funny, though. That was funny, Coco. I love that part.
I didn't like the... just talking about Coco. I get that her character was supposed to be... He dumbed her down. Like, your little boy shouldn't be that much smarter than you.
She looked, that was embarrassing.
Right. Is this math? Okay, yes. That was my breaking point where I was like, okay... I think I'm uncomfortable. Like, I was like, I think I am uncomfortable right now. When she took the homework, did you do your homework? Let me see it. And she takes the homework and she looks at it. Is it right?
Yeah, she's smart.
You don't say that.
Yeah, she's smart enough to raise four, five kids or something by herself. I'm sure she's smart enough to do math and everything like that.
But depends on what kind of math that is. Little... What was it? Was it algebra? Geometry?
Calculus?
He
was 11 or something. So
but he was smart though.
Yeah, he was.
And then let's be real, that does happen in the real world. Woman.
But you don't tell your kids that you don't.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
No one does that.
Don't ask to look at the homework if you don't know what it is.
I'm going like this. Okay. That looks like you did it right.
Yes.
Right. That's what you say. It looks like you did that right.
Act like you're confident.
I've never been a math elite, but yeah, I'm going to act. I'm going to act like
when I have a child and they show me their homework and I don't get it, I'm just going to be like, did you show your work? Did you show your work?
No, go do it again. Double check it.
Okay. All right. Show
again. Go get your older sister.
We're going to write a book. How to raise kids.
Parenting 101 for the single mother.
Right. But I think it was that stereotypical aspect of it, the kind of, you know, for me personally, just kind of, I was like, ooh, you know?
I kind of put my hand down. Like, cringe.
And especially for me, because I'm from Atlanta, and I'm like, oh, God. Because, you know, I'm always, every time I watch a Tyler Perry film or any film that, you know, the setting is in Atlanta, I'm just like, okay.
Representation.
Let's say, okay, you know.
Yeah, it's close to home for you. So.
Because that, so, exactly. So I really take it like, ooh, you know?
Yeah.
But no, as far as the technical aspects, I think also this is something that I think that really could have helped with the connection with the characters. Mm-hmm. There were so many scenes that were shot in a long shot that I think should have been shot a little closer.
Oh.
For example, there was this shot where Jan and May were standing outside of her car. And they were talking about why he was sitting on the okay, her yeah, son was I sitting remember. On the mm-hmm. and she was just like, you know, I just wait and see, you know, where he falls. Or she was asking him like, how do you deal with that? And she was saying, oh, I just, you know, wait and see and I catch him or something like that she said. I would have loved to see a close up of her and the emotion in her face.
Yeah.
That whole scene was shot in a long shot.
Yeah.
And so I felt it, but it would have been
because those are powerful.
Those are power, you know. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, those are little technical things that a lot of times people don't pay attention to, but it really can make a difference.
See, as actors, we always pick up on that stuff. Like in the car scene where she's crying at one moment. And then it goes back. She's not crying. And then it goes back.
Oh, the continuity of it was all
like, and those are things you just pick up on. Like most people wouldn't even see it or even notice it, but you just pick up on it when you're watching movies to watch.
I always watch that with like when we were talking earlier about the wine glasses. Like I always watch like the level because that like when I shoot things, it's always so annoying. I'm like. I need some more water in my glass because I actually drank it. Continuity.
Continuity.
And also, too, like, what, in terms of just, like, the whole plot and layout of the script, what really kind of upset me, what upsetted me.
Makes
me taking like. A hood. was the fact that, okay, so this is meant to be a movie about uplifting... single mothers, right? Mm-hmm. So then why at the end are none of them single? Why at the end is it a happy ending?
That is a good point.
Because they all have a dude now, mm-hmm. And it just seems all honky dory now.
Well, that's kind of giving hope that even though you're a single parent, yeah, there's still love out there. There's still a way to, you know, get on with your life and still have someone in your life. Even though you're still a single parent, they're still raising their kids. I mean, nobody got married at the end of this, but they're still single parents.
That's But why every single one of them, it was like freaking Noah's Ark, two by two. Like, why did they every single, I mean, at least, not all of them need to do it. Like, TK's character was nice, but it was extra. We didn't really need
it. Right, he was the best man, though.
Yeah, he was the best man, yeah. Yeah, right?
No. I'm for real, though. Yeah. He wasn't good.
No, he was the best of the catch, of the catches of the men. Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yes.
I can't.
But, he had her back.
Right. Like. But I'm just trying to say who was necessary. Not necessary, but like, I could have used a little less men. I mean, my eyes love them. Like, they were pretty pretty.
Wait, what are you saying?
Nobody says that.
More men. Always more men.
I can see that. I would have to agree with that.
But
as well.
When you're targeting, when you're demo, you're targeting women. Mm-hmm. Single parent, 25 to 40. Mm-hmm. You're going to put this eye candy in her. You're not going to do that. You're not going to alienate that. You're not, women, be honest with yourself. You don't want to go into a movie and see a bunch of women running around. Like, oh, I'm going to put a man in there. Right. You know?
They did it with bridesmaids, and it was fine.
They had some.
They had two.
But the material was different.
Yeah.
It was
very, I mean, you're going for different something world. Else. Yeah. And that's a comedy all in itself.
Did you feel as if the men in the movie were a bit distracting from the point? Did you ever get to the point in the movie where you felt like, okay, I'm distracted. I'm forgetting what this movie is about.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Erica.
The sexual innuendos by one of my favorite. Okay. I was just like, I get it. But it went on so long.
Exactly. And I was saying it was a little too
Ryan,
long.
I was like, what is... I was so confused because they kept in it and it wasn't like a laugh off or anything. Yeah. They kept going back and forth and I hammered that. And I drill it down.
did you see the blooper?
The blooper is super, super long. But you know, I'm wondering if that was like an improv thing.
It was. It was. Because on the bloopers he was saying different things. And I think it was funny that it was funny because they let it go so long.
Right,
They still were so innocent in it. Right. Like, they were in it, like, innocent. Like, and I can, you know, so awkward. He was like, I can pound it. My wood is big.
I can fill it in there.
I mean, did y'all find that to be awkward or did you find it to be funny? I thought it was awkward.
I thought it was funny, though. It was cute.
It was funny.
I think it would have been funnier if there was a third person to be noticing what was going on. Like, you know, because, like, we're seeing it as, like, you know, in the audience, but, like, it would have been funny if there was someone else. Maybe if they still had her on the phone, like, another time, and, like, Wendy McClellan, whatever, she's on the phone being like, what? What are you talking about? Like, the first scene.
I also thought it would have worked if it was more flirty or they laughed it off at the end. Because it was just straight on.
I like ill humor like that.
And or if she was like, you know, got a little uncomfortable with the situation. You have three kids upstairs. Right. That's what you should be getting. Pounding those diapers.
That's why Mae's son got lost. It's like, she's
She's hard up.
I can't.
Well, do you think in that scene... that she obviously was innocent, like, didn't really know what she was saying. But do you think he did?
No. I think the scene, they both knew what they was talking about.
I think they were innocent. No, she was.
Are you talking? Hillary was innocent. She had no idea.
Hillary didn't know. She didn't understand.
Okay, for the intention of the scene, or are you just saying, like, just for... Because I think in the scene, she had already talked about, like, Maid's catcher was telling her she needs to, you know... get her
be flirty,
you know,
him.
Be flirty.
Yeah, she mentioned it afterward, she was like, we were talking about it. She didn't know,
but I think he did, and it would have been funnier had he, like, had a moment of, like,
that's what I'm saying.
Of the character acknowledging that, what they're saying is obviously they're talking about sex.
Woo! And I put my tree trunk in your.
No,
that wasn't sad.
Yeah, it would have been a nice one. Rewrite Tyler Perry. Let's do it again. I'm gonna add this line.
I'd want to do it how you like it. You know, like, just like,
really? What? How
for? I just
like,
and her divorce was just
Does she really not see what's happening, right? She
ain't nobody know.
He's fine. I can say whatever he wants to me. Yeah. You want to tell me about
three kids and you don't know what he's talking about.
You know.
Speaking of, how the hell are you going to have three kids and not get any alimony or child support?
Yeah. Well, I thought he reduced it.
No. She's getting nothing.
I thought she said that she was an attorney.
He was a powerful attorney.
He probably found somebody. Yeah.
It was reduced because she said she had to let go of her maid stuff.
That's all she had to do.
But she was still getting, she wasn't working, so she was still getting money, but she just was mad because it was reduced. Like,
this is so hard. I'm not working and taking care of my own kids.
It was reduced. And I missed my daughter's
period. It was reduced. Yeah, because when she talked to me, she go, they drastically reduced it. It's like, I had to fire my maid and that's it. My Louis Vuittons are no more.
That's another thing, too. Like, when that scene when Letitia came in and it was like Butterfly McDaniels up in there, and I was like, please don't be the mammy right now. Please don't act like you know more about child rearing than this woman, because then it's a stereotype. And that's why it was funny when she was like, if you ask me to be your man, I'm about to slap you.
Yes, I love that.
So, I mean, it's just like how I know, like, you have nannies and people taking care of your children, but you don't know a damn thing about how to keep your kid from crying.
Or your kid's period. Like, you should know. Yeah, kid's know period. When your
well,
kids...
I don't know. I mean, I think that it's definitely possible.
Oh, is that your child didn't feel comfortable enough to come to you and tell you?
How old was that
I
little
think
girl?
That that's possible.
I know. Yeah. They put some hormones in milk nowadays, so that's it's real early nowadays.
Yeah. Since you did bring up that scene, you know what I really loved about that scene was the antithesis of those characters coming together. That's something I really enjoyed about the movie. Yeah. And just, you know, how Letitia's character was all like, I could show you some stuff. Like, I know you're totally from a different world from me.
God bless you, my
mom. But I can show you something. You know, we can learn from each other. And I thought that was nice. I don't know what she got from
And then Jan came in and completely messed that scene. That's what I'm talking about. Like,
what is she doing? Did she try to jack you?
Are you trying to rob her?
That part.
Like, no. This is exactly why I just could not forgive her.
But that timing wasn't off, because she sees her and then she walks over there, gets to Amy Smart's character. I keep forgetting her name. And then she goes, is she trying to... That was off of me. I was like, you saw her a minute ago. That's what I thought. She was making a joke.
No,
and then I realized she wasn't joking.
I couldn't read
it
because she's such a great comedian that you think she's joking. But I couldn't. Yeah, that was.
Well, Lena, I want to know a little bit about how the audience felt about it. Like, what, like, some of the reviews, like how it's doing at the box office.
I mean, there was a lot of mixed reviews. Yeah, I know y'all, you know, Rotten Tomatoes gave it 20% and stuff, and there's different places that are coming out saying that. But literally, when I was just like researching that, there was a lot of mixed different. There's people who said, you know, the stereotypes were a little too much for them. But then there were people saying they liked the storyline as a whole, as the movie as a whole. It resonated well with audiences. Mm. So, I mean, it didn't do that well as a box office, but that happens with films all the times. Right. But I think as the story as a whole, I think it resonated well with the audience out there. Mm. And, I mean...
I ran some reviews. Let's keep it 100%.
I want to keep it.
Boom. Right on the TV right there.
Well, I would be interested to know, you know, whether or not it resonated more with single mothers because of the experiences.
I found this great article about someone. He was like, I tell the person, it's $15 to get a movie ticket these days. We know that. The economy that we're in. Single parents have to, get a babysitter as well. So having to go support this movie, you would have to get a babysitter and pay this. It just, economically, it wasn't sound to target these single moms because they can't go. That's a lot of money just to go get to see a movie and stuff. So a lot of people were saying, let's raise support by doing a hashtag on Twitter and saying, Tyler Perry, you spend your money and get these people babysitters and have where they can all come together at one movie theater and pay for them to have a good time. Right. I thought that was
promotion.
It would have been great.
That would have been great.
And they hit him up, like a couple of people hit him up and stuff. But what he was saying on his Twitter, he was like, everybody go out there and, you know, promote and stuff. I want to uplift. But they were like, you want to uplift single parent? Do this, you know, give them a night to themselves like you did in the movie. It was beautiful to show that they had nights to themselves, which we didn't talk about. That was a beautiful idea for the single parents to start this club and give all of them nights off where they can just go have fun.
Right.
That would have been a beautiful promotion for Tyler Perry to do for like single parents, which he could still do, you know, and just
I want to touch on some of the reviews since Eleni's not going to be
real. I mean, I have some. Okay, fine. Some of the critic reviews.
No, you're not.
So you had your turn. So you had your chance to go there. You didn't do it.
I will sit here and say fine. Some of the critics.
I saw that it was kind of not so split, but like an 80-20 where a lot of people were mad at the stereotypes. We touched on that all throughout the show. And saying we were represented in a not so good light, which is typically what a lot of people say about Tyler Perry films sometimes. And I do feel like I know it was for a reason. Because this does happen in the Black community. But it's not only in the Black community. It's in all communities. I don't feel like, you know, one side of the cast should have been all rich and had so much going on for themselves. And the other cast that were, you know, African-American should have been like really struggling
and
ones. And with the divorcees and the crackhead. It was some parts of it were a little much for me, like to watch. It did get overwhelmingly emotional for me to be like, that wasn't my mother. My mother was a single parent who was a detective and had a doctorate degree. You know, can we see some of that? I would love the character.
Are we talking about your review or the critics?
No, this is a mix. I'm saying the feelings that I had were what I read in the reviews, and I was over. You sometimes feel.
Well, I have some reviews right here, so we have Variety had a review. I'm gonna say the positive ones, then I'll say that. So a lot of reviews were lukewarm.
Right.
Variety said that it was a good go, you know, for the product of what he was selling, you know, with the single moms. It just could have been executed better.
Yeah.
We have Entertainment Weekly. They're just saying that, you know, Tyler Perry, a lot of them was like, at the beginning, they were like, Tyler Perry's doing it again. This is going to be a fantastic film. But after reviewing it and seeing other people's, they kind of were like, well, if we had came across less of the stereotypes, less of the, you know, gung-ho, funny, in-your-face. Like, I think comedy should be less in-your-face.
Right.
And I think a lot of that was it.
It was a comedy drama.
Okay.
It was a mixture.
A dramedy.
Dramedy, yeah. And what were you saying about Nia Long?
Oh, I was saying that, her character, she wasn't poor.
No, she wasn't poor, but her husband was the crackhead who never came around.
That's true.
And I was like, other dads were in the children's lives in some sort of way. And I just would have loved
Except for Jan, artificial insemination.
Yeah. But, you know, like you were saying, I would love to see, like, a character that was maybe stayed single throughout and was like, I could do this, you know, and I could do this well. Because it does happen out there like that.
But on the positive note, a lot of people, the good reviews did come from people saying that they're happy that Tyler Perry stayed true to what he does.
Yeah.
And he's going to, like, no matter what you say, he's going to stay true to what he does. He does a niche mark. He goes over the top. Stereotype, that's what he does, and he's done it. It's done very well for him. So that's what some of the good reviews are.
Well, he actually, it's funny, though, because this is one of his more mainstream films, and he did actually kind of go stray away from what he normally does, which is have that strong Christian message, because we have all this, like, premarital sex and, like, all this other stuff, you know? So it is a little bit different, and I do feel like some of that might be why the numbers were kind of low.
Which it did better on a Sunday. Actually, I mean, some of the numbers, they said it did better on a Sunday than it did on a Saturday for the opening weekend.
Oh,
like,
really?
The Sunday. Mm-hmm. And that's just, you have your, you know, people after church.
Right.
Come on, let's go see Tyler Perry.
Woo!
Yes. Got another one now.
Jenny?
I don't know. I think that a bigger issue is the fact that the film was so predictable.
Yeah.
It was just too predictable. I think that he could have gotten away with the stereotypes if it wasn't so predictable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Be predictable in stereotypes?
Well, no,
very true.
As far as just the script and, you know, just what happened, it was just too, like, I felt like I could predict each scene. It was too cliche. It was too, like, I know what's about to happen.
Yeah.
When it ended, single mom's club, high five, and it was over. You know,
glass
like,
of wine.
I feel like that, it was like an actual.
I expected that, you know, and
I get it.
I think that if, you know, maybe there was just a little bit more complex or something. I don't know. I think that he could have had the same characters or the same thing, and if, you know,
a complex.
But I'm thinking, what did he, the way he, because he's a smart man. We all know Tyler Perry's a smart man. He has an empire. Did he do that
intentionally?
Because the nature of the material.
Yeah.
Did he do that?
Because he had to
make it hit home to, like, really show people. I don't know. I'm not in Tyler Perry's head.
I think it was what you said before. Like, you know, you got to give him some kind of hope. Like, that, it, you know, have a nice little ending with a little bow tie to, you know, give hope. I know. Here. This number is how two. Your life could be.
You have four kids and
single mom life.
Get a 5 minute.
Would y'all be surprised if there's a single mom too that just goes straight to DVD and it has, like, their relation, like, where they're in their relationship? Mm. I think that would be a good, like, comeback story.
Well, we might see that in a TV show that Oprah is talking about, the OWN Network is talking about picking up. Hopefully, I think that the TV show, you said this, that the TV show would do well.
I think that it would.
If they fleshed out the characters.
Absolutely.
Because they're all so one-dimensional right now. I'd love to see more about them.
They're using the same characters?
I don't see that happening.
Possibly. I mean, I would think that they would, but probably, like, they would probably adapt it a little bit.
They typically don't do that, though, when they use the same characters turn a movie into a TV show.
Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Yeah. Like, it just depends. But I feel like, because what we've kind of fell in love with were some of the characters, that they might, at least a couple, like, maybe not all of them.
Maybe the supporting
some
ones.
Some of the men. I'm just saying.
What are you talking about, girl? What are you talking about?
Well, no, like, as I try to wink.
Are you going into a seizure? Are you going into a seizure?
Don't call the hospital. I'll have to recast TK because, you know, he's busy.
He's going to be working a lot of the time.
No, I think that it would definitely transfer well into a TV series or a reality show. I
girl, why you telling us? Good, you tell them all.
You were supposed to go copyright that first and then talk about it.
I beef with you.
Verbal copyright.
Yeah.
Okay. We just copyrighted this.
She is developing it as we speak. Don't even hop on it. Don't do it.
It's already copywritten.
Yes. Don't even try. We already making our money. Tyler Perry, come call us.
Yeah. I don't.
No, but I think that a lot of women would be able to identify with that as a docu-series or
kind of like Army Wise. I think it would do really well.
16, and Steph's showing that, because what the 16, what is it, Sweet 6, the 16 and Pregnant?
Yeah.
That showed such a negative connotation. It made kids want to go out and get pregnant just so they can be famous. And you saw a spike in kids.
Yes.
I think this would show being a single parent, it's not like you have a support system. It would start more support groups.
Yes.
I think that would be a
big... people talk.
Yes. My mom, triplets, single parent. Mm-hmm. She had that support group. That would be an amazing thing.
Wait, triplets?
Triplets.
Yes.
Single
support
parent.
Support group. Those things popping up everywhere would help so many people.
I think that was the intention of the film. So, you know.
Definitely.
I think the message, and I think that's why I'm talking about the positive, the message as a whole was good. I like to talk about the positivity.
So just to kind of wrap it up, last little thoughts on the movie. If you were to give it a grade, like a school grade.
Why would you do that?
School grade. Do I need to give you guys like a couple seconds to think about it? Or are you guys ready to go? Go, Vivian, go. What would you give it?
A B.
A B?
A B.
Acceptable. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Do you want to elaborate on that, or is it?
I would give it a B instead of like a B minus or a C plus because of the intention and because the message was so strong.
Right.
Yeah. I would give it a retake.
A retake?
Because I do believe that there was some really good material, really good message and stuff. And just a do-over would be, I'm sure, just with everything that people are, like, probably saying and tweeting him and stuff, would probably be just an amazing. Because, we've just wrapped up on it. Like, the message, getting that out there,
it is. And what the people doing on Twitter, like, hashtag, hey, maybe, Tyler Perry, you rich. Okay? I know people that been to your
house. $1.
you throwing parties with, you rubbing elbows with some of the, who's who? You can get people to donate money and help these single parents. I know how hard it is. Okay? I mean, I'm not a single parent.
I'm not because mom. I have friends who are single parents.
When I say,
clean that up real quick.
That ain't easy. Like, you can get, and this could be something bigger than just this movie.
Yeah.
It could be bigger and impact so many people's lives. So,
let's do this, Tyler. Holla at us.
So what grade would you give it then?
I give it a wink. No, I'm just kidding. You know, I'm going to give it, I'm going to have to agree with her. I'm going to give it a B for intention.
Okay.
And that's because when I left the movie theater, I was crying.
Why you were crying, Alina?
I was crying tears of joy. Because I saw the potential. I saw what this could be. I'm going to cry.
Somebody is not keeping it real.
Okay. Go ahead. Now, I would probably have to give them or give the film a C+. I mean, I initially I did like I liked it for what it was, mm-hmm. but I felt that it could have been a lot more. I wanted to see a little bit more about the characters. I hate to use the same term again, one dimensional, but that's what killed me. And we talked about why that might have been necessary. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to. I wish there's going to be a remake. I hope there's a remake. Maybe like 20 years from now.
Well, did you think this was like a remake of what's the that movie with
the first Wives Club.
At the end, it kind of reminded me of that, like the support group, and mm-hmm. I felt like it was kind of a remake of that.
Right?
Did you feel that way?
Not necessarily. I mean, I felt like the First Wives Club. First off, is sorry, better written.
It's a phenomenal movie.
Yeah, phenomenal. But like, it's also it felt more empowered. The women felt empowered. In this film, they got a little bit of that power back, but it wasn't like a huge triumph.
Yeah.
Mainly because it went to the whole like, I'm triumphing because I got a man now. Yeah. That, I mean, that's why.
Everybody like, got a man.
Yeah, with First Wives Club.
You got a man. You get somebody.
Check under your seat.
Some single lady with a baby was coming by. A man jumped out for her.
Oh, anyway, this is a fantastic little chat, ladies. Thank you for joining.
Thank you for having us.
All right, so you can catch us sometime soon. We're not exactly sure what movie we want to do next, but if you have any ideas of movies that you would like to for us to talk about, you can tweet me at Siobhan_Hughes. Do you have a Twitter, Vivian?
Yes, at Vivian Quarm. Vivian, VivianKwarm.
Woo!
And I am Erica J. Green on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, anything.
And I'm just Lena Green at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just Lena Green.
All right, thank you guys for watching 100% Real. We'll see you next time.
Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.